Chiron Motif.
What's goody, people? Welcome back to another one. I'm yours truly, Chiron Motif. This is that channel. I hope y'all having a great morning, great night, depending on where you at in the world. I want to talk about these migrants from Texas that these Texas politicians are sending all over the country, specifically Democratic states. They just shipped a bunch of migrants from Mexico to Martha's Vineyard. Then they were shipped to somewhere in the Boston area. But specifically on this one, I want to talk about the Texas politicians sending the African migrants to New York City.
Thousands of Africans have remained stranded after leaving the continent in search of greener pastures. Now, many African migrants are sheltering in churches and mosques in New York City after they were bused to the city from Texas. Now, the moving of migrants is a new strategy by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott after the Biden administration got a green light from the appeal court to cancel the Trump-era policy that barred migrants seeking asylum from entering the United States. News Center's Neo Money has more.
Over 1,000 African migrants are estimated to have arrived in New York City since August. Most of the new arrivals are part of an initiative by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, which started in April after an appeal court halted a Trump-era policy requiring asylum seekers to remain in Mexico. Among the many Africans are Senegalese, many of whom made their journey via Brazil through the United States. This young man is one of them.
Conditions are not... Non sono pas mauvais au Sénégal, on ne vit pas pire au Sénégal. Mais le problème est que tu termines à étudier, mais pour trouver un travail au Sénégal, c'est assez compliqué. Et que vous avez une famille, une femme ou des enfants, pour les nourrir, ça pose problème. Donc on est obligé de sortir au Sénégal pour chercher un lieu, un autre endroit, mais là pour aider nos familles et subvenir à nos besoins.
Omar Niers, an imam of the Masjid Ansar Mosque in the Bronx, has been receiving new African arrivals for a year now. They sleep either in the mosque or in the tent's backyard. He currently has about 85 migrants.
See, that's crazy right there. He said he got about 85 migrants. They all sleeping in tents. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Who's allowing this? This is unjust. This is inhumane. They don't care. Just as long as they working, right? They don't care. Let's take it back some. I want to hear this.
They sleep either in the mosque or in the tent's backyard. He currently has about 85 migrants living, receiving new African arrivals for a year now. They sleep either in the mosque or in the tent's backyard.
That's crazy.
He currently has about 85 migrants living on the property and projects the number will soon grow.
That's why I need a help to take them in a shelter, help them, because if I have that, I pursue them. I cannot be accepted. Everybody coming, I take it, because this is enough is enough.
It's good for them, but not so good for us.
I look at it, as long as everyone works through the system, gets a job, supports themselves.
Sad,
great
man.
American way.
Sad.
All the day.
It's a strain on our economy.
even as the African Advisory Council of the Bronx Borough President's Office, alongside other partners, helped the new arrivals get access to health insurance and other essentials.
Good.
Shelter
good.
Is still a challenge.
Within the community, it's like a masjid, churches, all these things, we are hosting them for now. We have some.
And the sad part is, a lot of them, a lot of migrants come to America because they want a better life. They want to do better for themselves, man. A lot of them come over here because they're escaping harsh conditions back home in their country. They're coming over here for education. They're coming over here to take care of their loved ones back home. And they should. They should have that freedom. They should have that freedom. You know, us Americans, it's like we're spoiled. A lot of Americans want their cake and we want to eat it too. We don't want to cut a slice for nobody. And that's the capitalism attitude that we have to eradicate. And that's real rap. These politicians in Texas is, these daggone politicians in Texas is sending immigrants to every Democratic state they can send them to. They loading up planes, buses, however they could get them there. That's the sad part, because a lot of them don't have a fighting chance. Like, you at these politicians' mercy. And that's what's sad. That's what's sad, man. You at these politicians' mercy. And for political gain, you want to send these brothers and sisters all the way across the country. You're not even notifying these Democratic states that you're sending bus loads, plane loads of migrants. You see, y'all hoping the situation turn out bad for these Democratic states, because it's Republicans that's sending these guys and women and children to these states. It's Republicans down there at the southern border doing anything in their power to cause confusion, mayhem, and chaos within the government. Anything to slow down these Donald Trump investigations. And it's sad because right now they're using innocent lives. They taking immigrants that migrated to America and they throwing them in the middle of a political war to slow down Donald Trump investigations. That's the sad part. They're using these African migrants as pawns in the grand scheme of things. This is the dirty America very few speak about.
Some conversation with the Department of Human Services. And they're actually working on getting some accommodation for them.
We should treat them just the same that we want to be treated.
I definitely would support the immigrants coming as well, because why not? I'm an immigrant myself.
As more buses continue to arrive from mostly African and Latin American countries, accommodation continues to rank high for these new arrivals, and benefactors like the imam are running out of resources as it is uncertain when the flow of migrants will stop. Me, Omani, reporting for News Central.
Wow. Wow, man. Who's allowing this, right? Who's allowing this? Why there aren't as many, you know, local politicians? New York is a Democratic state. The majority of politicians up in Albany is Democrats. We know most Republican politicians down in Texas are Trump supporters. We know they're alt-right, they're far-right, Republicans, conservatives that want nothing more than to continue to step on the necks of these innocent people, especially the babies. Especially the babies. They're taking babies from their mothers. They're separating them. How you loading mothers on one bus and babies on another bus going to two different destinations? What type of logistics do y'all have in order to make sure that child never get lost? Just think about it. One of the most profitable businesses the U.S. government run is adoption and foster care. These grimy, raggedy-ass politicians would want nothing more than to throw these children in the system. Let some white family adopt this African baby and take this African baby into their white household. Teach them the oppressiveness of America, the capitalist attitude of America. Teach them self-hate. These is the things that's going on in America, people. This shit is sad. Why? Because Donald Trump committed crimes his 4 years in office, and now he have over 50 criminal investigations against his ass, lawsuits. Everybody that was in the White House with him is under investigation. They got criminal charges filed against them. They have lawsuits against them. And a lot of them is telling already. This is what's going on in America. This is what the Republicans in America do not want the world to know. So what they do, they use immigrants as pawns. They further destroy these people's lives. Imagine the journey and the struggle it take to get to America. We're talking about people migrating from the other side of the world. I'm not talking about coming from Mexico. I'm not talking about coming from Canada. You go walk from America to Canada. That's not far. All you need is a couple bottled waters, some weed, and some goddamn pussy. God damn it, you'll get there. But for my brothers and sisters and my babies that's migrating from across the Atlantic Ocean, it takes some of them months to get here. Some of them bust their ass all their life. You got families back in Africa and they bust their ass for years. They save their fucking money, the whole family, to sponsor one child to come to America in hopes that that one child get the best education possible, get a career job, and pay for it. Send money back home. Help us build our community back home. Help us feed our children back home. Most immigrants that come to America, they live with a purpose. They move with purpose. They move very intentional. They come here with a plan. Most of them, the plan was drilled in them. Most of them couldn't afford the trip. They had to be sponsored. They have a mission. They have obligations to fulfill. But these white folks in America is still selling dreams. This fucking American dream is a fucking illusion. This shit is not real. The big house, the white picket fence, the perfect family with the little dog, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Over 85% of America live in poverty. The wealth gap between the top 1% and the middle class, that gap get larger and larger by the day. It makes no sense why America open their doors with open arms to accept the world, but then turn around and treat them like shit once they get here. One of the most ideologies, beliefs that Black Americans adopted from racist white America is that migrants from other countries are destroying the lives of natural born Americans that's still in this country. And that's furthest from the truth. These racist motherfuckers is quick to tell us these migrants is coming into our country, taking all of our jobs. I beg to differ, though. They're not taking our jobs. They're accepting the jobs we refuse to work. That's why they succeed. That's why they get ahead. Americans is spoiled. I'm not working that job. I'm not cleaning no toilets. I'm not mopping no floor. Oh, that job don't pay enough. Oh, you don't have benefits. Oh, it's not enough vacation time there. Oh, I don't have the freedom to do what I want to do on a time clock. So I'm gonna pass up on that job. These migrants have a purpose. They live with purpose. They live with intention. They're very intentional. Good morning, Mercy Empire Africa. They are very intentional. You damn right they gonna take that job your black ass don't want to apply for. You damn right they gonna take it. Because they came over here to succeed. They came over here to prosper, right? To become a better them, right? They came over here to gain financial freedom. Of course they taking that job we didn't want. And we can't be mad at that, right? We can't be mad at that. The average young black American is taking that fucking weekly paycheck. He's blowing it on a liquor store. He's blowing it on weed and drugs. He's going to the club Friday night, Saturday night. If he meet a new girl that week, he's throwing money away on her. You know, he have to impress her. But meanwhile, these immigrants is taking that same weekly fucking paycheck. They keeping their bills paid in America. They send money back home to their fucking family every week, at least once a month. They creating businesses and opportunities for the migrants that's coming behind them from their homeland. How the fuck can you be mad at that? How the hell can you be mad at that? We have those opportunities. Most of us just rather remain ignorant. So many ignorant Americans say, how do these migrants come over here from other countries and within 2 to 3 years, they own property, they got a business, they making six figures, they got a career job? That's because they move with intention. Once again, they live with a purpose. More than likely, they came over here on a student visa. They knew they was taking their ass to fucking college before they got here. It's nothing to figure out for most immigrants. They have a mission and they stick to it. And that's real rap. Thank you for tapping in. Please hit that like button. I would greatly appreciate it. Big up and good morning, homie. This is Dave Kidd from Clubhouse. Peace, bro. Peace, bro. Thank you for tapping in. Greatly appreciate you. Yeah, but that's what it is, man. It's a shame how America continuously do this.
Have remained stranded after leaving the continent in search of green energy. Well, did you know that thousands of Africans have remained stranded after leaving the continent in search of greener pastures? Now, many African migrants are sheltering in churches and mosques in New York City after they were bused to the city from Texas. Now, the moving of migrants is a new strategy by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott after the Biden administration got a green light from the appeal court to cancel the Trump-era policy that barred migrants seeking asylum from entering the United States. The center's Neo Money Esmo.
Over 1,000 African migrants are estimated to have arrived in New York City since August. Most of the new arrivals are part of an initiative by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, which started in April after an appeal court halted a Trump-era policy requiring asylum seekers to remain in Mexico. Among the many Africans are Senegalese, many of whom made their journey via Brazil through the United States. This young man is one of them.
Termina a étudier, mais pour trouver un travail au Sénégal, c'est compliqué. Et quand vous avez une famille, une femme ou des enfants, pour les nourrir, ça pose problème. Donc on est obligé de sortir au Sénégal pour chercher un lieu, un autre endroit mais là, pour aider nos familles et souvenir à nos
besoins. Sad, man. Sad.
The Masjid Ansar Mosque in the Bronx has been receiving new African arrivals for a year now. To sleep either in the mosque or in the tent's backyard. He currently has about 85 migrants living on the property and projects the number will soon grow.
That's why I need help to take them in a shelter, help them, because if I have that, I pursue that. I cannot be accepted. Everybody coming, I take it because this is enough, is enough.
It's good for them, but not so good for us.
I look at it as long as everyone works through the system, gets a job, supports himself. The great American way, all the day.
The great American way.
Even as the African Advisory Council of
the hell you talking about?
President's Office, alongside other partners, help the new arrivals get access to health insurance and other essentials, shelter is still a challenge.
Within the community,
it's like a masjid, churches, and all these things. We are hosting them for now. We have some conversation with the Department of Human Services, and they're actually working on getting some accommodation for them.
We should treat them just the same that we want to be treated.
I definitely need to support the immigrants coming as well, because I'm an immigrant myself.
As the African Advisory Council of the Bronx Borough President's Office, alongside other partners, help the new arrivals get access to health insurance and other essentials, shelter is still a challenge.
Within the community, it's like a masjid, churches, all these things. We are hosting them for now. We have some conversation with,
which is temporary. They need help. They need help. This is sad.
We're actually working on getting some accommodation for them.
We should treat them just the same that we want to be treated.
I definitely support the immigrants coming as well, because
you better support them. That's right, black sister. You better support them.
Continue to arrive from mostly African and Latin American countries. Accommodation continues to rank high for these new arrivals, and benefactors like the imam are running out of resources as it is uncertain when.
Look what America is doing. Look, this is a government bus right here. These is government vehicles. These is government vehicles right here. These is all migrants. These is all migrants that try to enter the country legally, mind you. They came to the border. Most of them is seeking asylum from their country. They legally showed up at the borders to apply to enter. These Republicans in America is telling these people, you can't enter. We're not accepting any groups of people from just anywhere. But if you do want to come to America, get on this bus. I can't tell you where I'm taking you. You just have to be willing to go. That's wrong. That's a crime, people. We can't ignore the fact that this is criminal. This is criminal. These Republicans is purposely trying to destroy these Democratic states. Elections is coming up. They want these Democratic states to look as worse as possible. Some of these Republicans is hoping some of these migrants are criminals. They hope they're violent criminals. They hope when we unleash these people in these Democratic states, we hope they commit violent crimes. We hope they go to jail in mass droves. This is the thinking of white Republicans in America. They would rather destroy the lives of these innocent people to try to make a political stance, to make a political point. That's the sad part. We got to wake up. Whether you African American, that's a native of America, or you're a native African from that continent, regardless of what country you're from, we have to find common ground, right? As so-called African Americans, as descendants of Africa, we have to understand their plight. We have to respect their struggle. We have to find a way to identify with them. Or else it'll never be harmony, right? It'll never be unity. How can Black Americans migrate to Africa on a pan-African thing and expect to live comfortable? Expect to succeed, right? Expect to become a better you. Expect to find financial freedom. How you expect to do those things as an expat in Africa if we can't accept them with open arms? If we can't make sure they're okay when they arrive here, right? My grandmother used to tell me, one hand washed the other, and they both washed the face. as a people, we are the face. We are the face. We all can keep this face clean if we play our part, if we do our due diligence to put our best foot forward. Because there's corruption, there's oppression, there's racism in every government, in every country, on every continent. Racism, oppression, that would never be eradicated. Racism will always exist. As long as there's two or more groups of people on planet Earth, racism will always exist. But how can we combat that? How can we take the initiative to unify, to find common ground? What principles are we standing on? What principles are we standing on? And that question was rhetorical. I'm not even looking for an answer. But thank you for tuning in. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, drop a comment below. And I promise I'm a reply. Peace and love.
Tyrone Motif.